While Tina and Charlotte used Silas's tools to link the components together, Whisper escorted Arthur to the center of the clearing. Before Arthur could ask what the plan was, Whisper took out a sleeved card from her pocket and showed Arthur the wind symbol at the top of it. Then she asked him to carve the familiar image into the sand. Because of her interest in spiritualism and otherworldly earth lore, Whisper revered the oriental goddess Feng Po and the deity Fujin, both of whom were masters of the wind element. In the Never Tribe's heritage journals, their sacred tomes, they teach how to tap into magics that serve benevolent purposes. With the right guidance, Neverscapian humanoid fae and anthropomorphic animals can manipulate pixie dust and its raw form, amberized stardust, to perform rudimentary magic spells and enchantments using empathy. As the symbol for Kaze was being carved, Whisper removed her earrings and gold bracelet and placed them in the sand right next to the image. "Whisper, what'd you do that for?" asked Arthur. While she had no particular fondness for jewelry, she cherished the gold pieces that were once her mother's. She answered, "When asking otherworld deities for help, one must share respect by sharing the energy of precious metals if worn." Whisper took out a Neverhive Nexus gem that her sister Demuria gave her, and she used it as a magical conduit for the dust's enchantment spell. Whisper closed her eyes and melodically chanted, "Om, Om." Whisper, dividing her focus, psyconed Charlotte to bring Tina into the circle. Tina suddenly felt an impossibly shocking cold chill down at the base of her spine. The ice pack attached to her carapace instantly crystallized into ice and began to spread, and even with her shell separated from her, she could still feel it in a manner akin to a Bluetooth connection. "That should be cold enough," Tina sighed in relief. "Arthur, let's get the drinks ready." In less than a minute, the combination of technology and Whisper's minute link to fae sorcery created a dome of cold air emanating from Tina's shell. Tina brought a nice cold sarsatonic to Sally, whose fur was still sadly keeping out the cold air. "It's okay, Sally. You'll be fine. Drink up." In tears, Sally thanked her with a hug. "You're a lifesaver, Tina. Neverlords bless you."